Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Darlene Willman. I am your host for today's show on the Accomplish Radio Morning Show, and I'm really excited to have you here with us today. I am also the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, and the new issue will be coming out very soon. We are actually finalizing the details now and wanting to include some of the pictures from the 2010 U.S. Small Business Conference, which was in Dallas here last month, and it was just so much fun, and we had so many great feedback stories and, you know, success and everything else that came from that, and lots of people have been still recovering from the whole three-day conference. But this is, if this is your first time joining us on the Accomplish Radio Morning Show, we're so glad you found us. Being an internet broadcasting show, you never know who's tuning in. You're not sure who's able to participate and to be with us. And I'm really grateful for everyone in our audience that marks their calendar. We are available each weekday morning. We broadcast live at 10 a.m. Central, which is 11 Eastern and 8 Pacific. If you missed today's show, it actually rebroadcasts all day at AccomplishMagazine.com, and it's also available in iTunes, so you're welcome to download the MP3 version of the show, and definitely, you know, listen to us when you're working out or driving around or whatever. You can also call into the show and listen from your phone, and you can just dial 347-989-8320. And as you know, we have been growing at just an incredible rate. I'm amazed at the number of individuals that have participated in Accomplish Magazine and radio, and the response that we're getting is just phenomenal. And we'd like to encourage you to become our friend on Facebook and join our group. We have reached over 700 members, and we're growing every day. We've got some great discussions, and of course we want to hear all about your accomplishments. And, you know, we want to make sure that people are aware that there are opportunities for you to showcase your business on our radio spotlights. You're welcome to go to AccomplishMagazine.com and check out those opportunities as well. And today's show is brought to you by the St. Louis Networking Club. It's a new alternative to the traditional networking organizations that will host very unique opportunities for people. And they're hosting a huge networking event and holiday show taking place on December 14th at the Maryland Heights Community Center from 1 to 5 p.m. And there'll be lots of networking opportunities and some fun games to play. And there's an opportunity to actually win a full-page ad in Accomplish Magazine. So tickets are only $10 to attend, and you can actually purchase that at stlouisnetworking.com. By the way, Saint is abbreviated, so it's STLOUIS networking.com. And also just to mention that there is a membership opportunity. They have a special half-off option going on, and would love to have you check that out. Again, at stlouisnetworking.com for more details. If you've been tuning into our show, you know that every time we are broadcasting, we usually interview someone new each and every day and share their accomplishments with you. On occasion, we have some different shows, and you know, in fact, Fridays we now have the Shameless Promotion Show that you can plug into every Friday from, you know, at 10 a.m. from 10 to 11, and you can call in and give your one-minute commercial on the air with us. Last week we broadcast the show, and it actually ranked in the top 30 for business talk shows, so we were really grateful and excited that that was a huge success right off the bat. So wanted to let everyone know that that is an opportunity for them to share, you know, what they're doing and to promote themselves and their business on the Accomplish Radio Morning Show. So I want to go ahead and introduce today's guest. Her name is Lethia Owens, and she is actually a personal friend of mine, and we had a chance to connect years ago when she was just getting started in her new career as a speaker. And she is a personal branding expert from the St. Louis, Missouri area. And she's the president and CEO of Lethia Owens International. And Mrs. Owens is a certified personal branding strategist, information technology expert, and business authority with more than 16 years of leadership experience and a strong track record for results. She is a highly sought-after international speaker, coach, author, and consultant to many Fortune 500 companies, as well as churches and nonprofit organizations. And she has traveled the world from Dallas to Dubai, teaching people how to unearth their passions, realize their potential, and embrace their phenomenal future. As a messenger of hope, she helps others discover possibilities, develop strategies, and plan purposefully and execute diligently. She uses her high-value content, dynamic keynote presentations, and engaging training programs to show others they too can achieve extraordinary results. If they are authentic in their pursuit of purpose and develop a strategy for communicating their unique values to others. Through the use of real-life stories and common-sense strategies, she awakens the potential in clients and audiences to think, work, and live powerfully. Her enthusiasm is contagious, and she has the amazing ability to engage audiences in a way that allows them to envision new possibilities and eagerly anticipate future successes. If you are looking at hosting an event and are seeking a dynamic speaker, I hope that you will contact Lethia Owens, and she is guaranteed to inspire your audience. Definitely, and you can find her at LethiaOwens.com. And I'm really just so grateful that she has been able to join our show. In fact, you know, the tagline for Accomplish Magazine is your source for endless possibilities. And so it's no surprise that Lethia is a phenomenal friend and a great person to have with us. So I want to welcome to our show today Lethia Owens.
Hello, Darlene. It's my pleasure to be here with you all today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you could take time out of your busy schedule to be with us. I know how much you travel. I know how much you have on your plate. And, you know, you and I had a chance to meet, I don't know if you recall, when the very first time that I had a chance to meet the world-famous Lethia Owens. Do you remember when that might be?
Was it at an ESPW meeting?
Actually, it was at the Dale Carnegie training.
Oh, my gosh, it was.
Yep, I remember. I was there as one of the, I think I was just a participant that was kind of a train-the-trainers kind of thing. And
yeah.
You guys had gone through the program and needed some live bodies to practice on. I mean, you were still employed at a company, I believe. This is before you branched out and went on your own. And I think that, and it was so fascinating to me that in the very beginning, you knew you were going to be an international speaker. And,
yep.
You know, let's talk about that for a minute, because just right before you even became a speaker, before you started talking on stage, you introduced yourself and named your company Lethia Owens International. Tell me about that.
You have to have vision.
Mm.
You have to have a vision for what you really want, and you have to have the guts to put it out there, because I have seen far too many times that God, the universe, whatever you want to call, you know, whatever source you depend on, I depend on, you know, my Heavenly Father God. But I believe that, you know, once you put it out there, things begin to change and the world begins to reform and to reshape to give you what it is that you need to be phenomenally successful and to be who you were created to be. So I think we get resistant sometimes when we try to look at Joe and say, ooh, I love Joe's life. Let me try to have Joe's life.
Mm.
And sometimes we get pushed back in resistance. But the life that was, you know, created and purposed just for you, when you embrace that fully and you say, that's the life I want, and you begin to dream about the possibilities within that life and you begin to see it, what I believe is that your future reaches back to your present where you currently are, and it pulls you forward. It inspires you and motivates you to do today what you have to do in order to create the success that you really want.
That's crazy. I mean, you know, when you, and it's so true. And I've got some really close friends of mine that our mantra has become think big or go home.
I love it. I love it.
And, you know, because, you know, it is up to us. We create our own reality. And you're right. There is, you know, you put it out there and you allow things to be drawn to you. You attract the right people at the right time for the right reasons. And it's amazing how everything falls into place and in alignment. Now, of course, there's some obstacles that may present themselves. I think those are just, you know, little tests that we have to overcome. And, you know, before I go much further, I want to first of all congratulate you on all your incredible accomplishments. You have done so much in such a short amount of time. I've watched you grow from that time that I first met you. I mean, I'm thinking this was probably, I don't know if it was like 6 years ago, maybe. I can't even
recall. I am getting ready to celebrate the 6th year of being incorporated and in business on January the 26th.
Wow.
So I am so excited.
Congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment. But I mean, and you've received just so many, you know, different types of recognition, and you've been all over the media, and you've been positioned out there as just a phenomenal success. And I really am just amazed at how much that you have accomplished, and you're just such an incredible woman that has taken time to develop not only yourself but all the people that you're surrounded with. And I hope that people understand that, you know, there's such an attraction with those people that come from a place of integrity and that live their life on purpose, that, you know, they're truly drawn to your success. And I commend you for all of that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you said think big or go home. Was that what you said your mantra is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mine is dream big or wake up. You know, if you're not going to really dream big, don't even dream. Just wake up. just accept
That's
normal.
That's cute. That's cute.
But,
I like that.
You know, I appreciate your acknowledgement of my accomplishments. And it is so important for me to take a moment and to say, Darlene, that what I have accomplished in such a short amount of time, yes, is in part due to my tenaciousness, my persistence, my drive, my hunger and thirst and desire, craving for success. And all of that would not be possible, though, in my own energy. It has been because of collaborative relationships that I formed with people like you who have supported me and become brand champions of what I stand for. You know, those are in large part the reason why I have been able to accomplish what I have. And so for anyone listening who is finding yourself beating your head up against the wall, wondering why you're not moving forward, wondering why things perhaps are not working the way that you would like for them to work, I want to encourage you to take a look at your relationships and ask yourself where you're spending your time and energy. Which relationships nurture you, support you, empower you? Feed those relationships. And the ones that you find drain you every time you have to work with that person or engage with that person or that group, you find your stomach, you know, turning into a knot. Disengage from those individuals, and you will find an immediate shift in your energy, in your ability to dream about possibilities, and your ability to execute to make powerful things happen. Les Brown says that if you're the smartest one in your group, it's time to change your group. And I've discovered that as well, if you are the most optimistic, energetic person in your group, then it's time to change your group, because we need to hang around people that will support what we're trying to accomplish and not just take from us. Does that make sense, darling?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I always picture a tree, okay? For some reason, my mind goes to visual stuff. I realized throughout the years that I'm a visual person. So I always picture a tree and that, you know, it starts off as a seed and then, it's planted in the ground. I think that's for you.
I think it is, and I had to turn the ringer off. Someone's really trying to get me this morning.
Okay. So it happens when you broadcast live. You never know what could be happening. I mean, I interviewed somebody from Qatar last week, and he was at a drag racing track, and you could hear the cars racing by in the background. That was great. Anyways, what I'm getting at is this visualization of a tree and that you plant the seed and you give it the love and the nurture and all the attention, and you watch it grow. And then it's growing these deep roots underneath the ground that, you know, perhaps you don't even see those roots. And yet, you know, you see all the branches and all of the flourishing green leaves that come out from it. But there's on occasion, there's going to be some dead branches and dead leaves and a dead part of that. And that if you continue to ignore that dead part of the tree, it will consume and kill the rest of the tree unless you clip it, unless you cut that piece off. And then all of a sudden, a bigger branch will grow in its place. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so that in my mind has been something that I've always, you know, kept as a visual. And it's the same thing if you are, you know, going to the wrong places, you're, you know, around individuals that perhaps aren't, you know, helping you accelerate and grow and, you know, really flourish. And it's just very much the same sort of concept. But thanks for, you know, for sharing that, because you're right. I love, you know, what Les Brown, you know, stands for. He's just a brilliant businessman. But, you know, I wanted to talk to you about when did you discover or think that you were an entrepreneur? When was it that you really discovered that was what you were?
For me, darling, it was when I was 11 years old. And I started a singing group called Pretty Miss.
Did you really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and we competed. I don't know if you remember Star Search.
Mm-hmm.
But we trained and we danced and we sang. And my mother tapped me on the shoulder one day and said, "Honey, your friends sound amazing. You dance amazing, but singing isn't your gift." And I had a choice that day, Darlene, and many of us experience feedback from in life, and we have a choice in how we're going to accept it. And so when I looked at the situation, because it was my group, I was the leader and couldn't sing, right? And so I decided that I would step down as the lead singer, as a singer at all, that I would be the choreographer, that I would be the manager and producer. So I put on talent shows and gave the group a percentage of what we made, but I was the person who was pretty much the owner of the group. And that's when I realized that, wow, you know, you can use your talents and you can actually earn an income based on what you know and what you can do that's not tied to working for someone else. So even before I was old enough to ever even work for someone else, I had already started a business. And it kind of just grew from there. And in college, I actually supported my family in college by making candy apples twice a week. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I take 100 candy apples to the dormitory, announce over the large intercom that there were candy apples in room 113, and within an hour, they would all be gone. I'd have my cash, and I'd be gone. Because I didn't live on a campus. I know. And then I used that money to start a balloon decorating business. And within a year, I had a contract with Procter & Gamble. Here I am, this 19-year-old with a contract with a Fortune 500 company, you know. And it was because of dreaming and having a vision for what I wanted. And imperfect action, Darlene, is so important because we have to move forward even before everything is perfectly aligned. It was a year before I realized you had to pay sales tax. Right? I started my business, didn't even know you had to pay sales tax. And but when I figured it out, I shifted. I tried to calculate what I owed, you know, came up to, you know, brought it up to date or whatever, and moved forward. So don't be afraid to step out there in imperfect action. Now, you can't step out there loosey-goosey and, with your
sort of thinking that it might work.
Right, right. I mean, you have to have some order and structure and some, credibility about what you're doing, but everything doesn't have to be perfectly aligned in order for you to move forward. You know, that's, I call that putting on your big girl panties and just stepping out there anyway, you know.
I love it.
So that's great. And, you know, I always love hearing, you know, how that comes about. A lot of the guests that we have on the show have been entrepreneurs, you know, at a very young age. Some just recently found out that they were entrepreneurs, you know, like Michael E. Gerber, when I interviewed him, he had no idea until he was later in life. He was in his 60s. But, you know, and now he's like this world famous, you know, guru.
Uh-huh.
But, Lethea, I want to ask you, what is it that truly makes you tick?
What truly makes me tick is collaboration. I believe that collaboration is the fastest path to success, and isolation is the fastest path to insanity. And I wake up in the morning, Darlene, and what excites me most is when I can have a conversation with another person who has shared values, and together we can put our heads together and create something amazing, more amazing than I alone in my own abilities could have ever imagined. And I believe that when gifts collide, you know, amazing things really do happen. And so every day I wake up and I expect to learn something that will change my life or to meet someone who changes my life. And every day, guess what happens? I meet someone who changes my life or I learn something. So last night at 12:14, which is today, I've already learned what I needed to learn today to make my life better. I was reading something on the web, and I said, oh, I didn't know that. That is so good to know. That's going to help me so much moving forward. So I've already gotten today what I expected to get. But you're sure to get nothing if you don't expect anything. collaborating,
I love that.
Looking for opportunities to learn and grow from others and to then partner with them in order to have a greater impact on the world around me. That's what really makes me tick, whether it's partnering, you know, and it sounds maybe a little bit sterile when you think about it from a family perspective, but, you know, to partner with my children and to partner with my husband and my grandchildren, you know, I look at everything as a partnership of each person bringing their gifts to the table to accomplish a task that's bigger and greater than what the two of them individually could have done. So that's really...
Oh, you know, you really hit on some key points here, and, you know, the Accomplished Magazine is a complete collaborative effort. It would never reach the level of success it has in such a short amount of time if it weren't because everyone is so involved in being a part of that. And it's just... And you're right. And even like the U.S. Small Business Conference, you know, it's so much bigger than just one person. There's no way that anyone who has reached any great level of success did it alone.
Exactly.
There's just no way. And so, you know, learning that strategy of collaboration is a critical element in business. And, you know, I think this is interesting. I think I had a show on this once before about, you know, collaboration and competitive, you know, being versus one another. And, you know, because I think a lot of people who perhaps go through all of the sales training and everything like that, or they work in corporate America and they're all competing to be the best, you know, and everything else, it's like we were taught to be that way. Even in school, when you're in sports and things like that, they're all competing, you know, to win that ribbon of success. But yet in the business world, especially if you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, you know, it really requires reaching out and connecting with other people in your network, right?
Exactly.
And you already mentioned your mantra for success and for life. Is that the same as, you know, what you had mentioned earlier?
Actually, my mantra is this. I am driven by the hope that everything I touch and everyone I meet is better because I have lived. And
wow.
So in relationships, like the conversation you and I had just recently, I could not hang up the phone without asking, how can I serve you? You know, I want to make sure that as people are engaging with me, interacting with me, and having or spending time with me. Now, it's not about me being a people pleaser and trying to make people like me. That's not what it's about. But it's about, hey, if you and I have just both invested time in a conversation, in a meeting, in an interaction, how can the only thing I can take responsibility for is how I help you be better. And hopefully we both enter into relationships where it's reciprocal. And what I found is the more I have focused on that, Darlene, I've attracted people into my life who are more and more like that. And the people who aren't like that are people who are being crowded out. And so the people that hang around me most and I spend most of my time with are people who would do just as much for me as I would do for them.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely a key factor in being successful and growing. I love that mantra. I mean, that's very powerful. And I know that your consistent focus on, you know, what can you do to serve someone else? And, you know, that's, I think I had mentioned to you recently that that was, with my mom's passing, that was an eye-opening experience for me. It was something that I guess you start to question your own, you know, life purpose. You know, when she was at the end, you know, it's like her only regret is that she was, you know, too strict on us kids. And I said, but Mom, you created us this way for a reason. And I'm really grateful that you did it. It showed me discipline, you know. It gave me that sense of responsibility. But it made me question, you know, am I truly living on purpose and am I serving to the best of my ability? And I think that if you can provide service for someone else, I think that's what we're all here for, honestly. I mean, if everyone was to contribute in some form or fashion with others and lift them and help them get to where they want to go, you know, I think that that's just an incredible gift that you can give to someone. Is just seriously by helping and serving. You know, I want to talk to you about, you know, anyone who has achieved any great success. Well, first of all right, I'm going to step back for a second. Out of all the accomplishments that you've had in your lifetime, is there one that kind of stands out for you? Is there something that you look back and you go, wow, I am just amazed, or I'm so grateful that that has happened? Or is there an accomplishment that comes to mind that you might want to share with our audience today?
Two. I have a personal and a business one.
Okay.
My personal one is being able to give a legacy to my grandchildren. And when my grandchildren were born, I made a commitment that I would start a business in their honor that would serve the purpose of providing the financial means for their private school and their college education. And when they're old enough and have demonstrated the ability and the aptitude to run a company, if they choose to be an entrepreneur, they have a company that they already own that's been in existence for almost as long as they have lived. So that it's not like launching a new company, but taking over an existing, well-established company. And if they choose not to be an entrepreneur, but they choose to be a nurse or a teacher or a music artist or whatever, they still have the financial support and backing of a business that can fund their dream. I am so glad that I had the foresight to write a 100-year plan, because in writing that 100-year plan of how I want my grandchildren's grandchildren's lives to be impacted by my actions and my accomplishments, it became clear to me that that would be a great way to be able to leave that legacy to them. And I'm just, I mean, that's probably one of the things that makes me most proud and most excited is that I had the foresight to do that. And I have one business called Kayla that's now celebrating its second year in business, and it was started for my granddaughter, Makayla. And it's a web development company. We do brand implementation. So as you're working to build your brand online, we help you create the visuals, the brand assets needed to powerfully position you online. And I am getting ready in January to launch the second business for my second grandchild. And I can't wait to maybe come back in another couple of months if you have an opportunity on your show and talk more about the movement of inspired beauty. So it's going to be an amazing journey, and I'm really excited about it. And we're launching in 2011, in January, on January the 11th, 2011.
Wow, I love it. I absolutely love it. It just, you know, to have the vision, you know, to do that. And I hope that our listeners are really getting this, because it's about planning for not only your future and your children's future, but their children as well. And leaving behind a legacy is so powerful. And you know, that's really why I've done all the things that I've done. You know, really, that's Accomplish Magazine is something that I hope that my children will, you know, pass on through generation to generation.
It gives you the motivation that, you know, to deal with all the challenges and sometimes the crap that we have to deal with, you know, just in life in general. It gives you that motivation when I hear my granddaughter say, "Grandma," and it's like, okay, that's why I'm doing this, you know. I want her life to be better, to be different, to have more possibilities. And
what
and
a great
it's
accomplishment.
Really invigorating.
So tell me about, share your business accomplishment with us, Lethea.
And so the business accomplishment is really just having the courage to leave a six-figure income at a, you know, in a position at State Farm and start my own company. And to do it where both my husband and I were, you know, committed to serving the business, where he was working full-time in the business, I was working full-time in the business, and the motto in our house was, if Lethea doesn't speak, we don't eat. And so I'm really, really excited that in spite of the risk and the things that could have gone wrong, that I had the courage to actually follow my heart and to follow my dream. Because all too often people play it safe in this one life that we live, and they don't get to experience the fullness of what it could be, because they didn't have the courage to take that first step. And basically, Darlene, once I took that first step, I mean, the road has unfolded before me. And I've been taken care of. I've been provided for. And I know that God is faithful. He's been so faithful to my family. And everything I do is because I have the support and backing of a Father in heaven who loves me and earthly friends who have my back and who support me. And that's been an amazing journey. But just the courage. I mean, that I'm so proud and so excited about that one step that I took to leave corporate America, where my insurance and benefits were paid for, to go into a world where I'm unemployed at the end of every day until someone else calls and says, "We want to book you to speak." You know, so that would be my business accomplishment.
Well, congratulations. Those are both beautiful accomplishments. And, you know, I remember taking you did a little seminar. It was, this is also quite a few years ago, but it was and it really had such an impact in my life, and I actually tell lots of people about it. It's the Now Discover Your Strengths. You did a whole program on that. Loved the book. In fact, you gifted me the book. I still have it autographed.
Oh, wow.
And I reference it quite often. And, you know, when you plug into your true talents, I think that's been so helpful for me, knowing those key strengths. And I still know them, you know, and I still try to work within those, and I try to make those happen. But you want to tell our audience a little bit about what that was all about?
Yes. Now Discover Your Strengths is a body of work that comes out of the Gallup Leadership Institute. And Marcus Buckingham, who, let me say, is very easy to listen to. I think he's from Australia or somewhere. And he's even easier to watch. So if you want to learn more about this and have a lot of fun, just look up Marcus Buckingham on YouTube and you'll find some amazing information. Marcus Buckingham and the owner at the time of Gallup Leadership Institute, Don Clifton, partnered to do this research on what makes a great leader. And so they wrote this book called First Break All the Rules. And it's not about all the things that you think, you know, it's about with regards to being an effective leader. But what they found out of that work is that people were often not aligned in a job or position that allowed them to maximize and leverage their strengths while managing their weaknesses. And so now Discover Your Strengths is a body of work that embraces the idea that we're all not perfect and that we have gifts and talents that when refined become strengths, but we also have these areas of weaknesses that are just a natural part of how we're wired. We can't be great at everything. So these weaknesses don't have such a negative connotation. It's just a fact that that's not what we're good at. I cannot sing. My life would have been totally different if I could sing because I would have remained the leader of that group. I would not perhaps have discovered my entrepreneurial bent had I not been forced to look at that situation from a different vantage point. And so the weakness is not necessarily a negative word. It's just a fact about ability. And so when you learn to manage your weaknesses and leverage the power of collaboration to help you be successful and effective in those areas where you don't have natural strength, you can then focus more of your time on the areas where you are gifted. Tiger Woods doesn't spend time focusing on learning how to cook. He's probably a horrible cook. Instead, he spends most of his time focusing on what he's gifted for. Oprah Winfrey focuses on developing her natural gifts and abilities so that I think if we do this, you know, and that's what I love about that whole body of work. It teaches us that we all can reach genius levels of performance if we focus most of our energy on what we're gifted for instead of dividing our energy. And unfortunately, many of us spend most of our time trying to grow in an area where we feel we're weak. We keep beating ourselves up about it. We keep taking classes, focusing on how we're going to get better, talking about, you know, that we're not good at it, but we got to get better. Instead, we could be spending time and energy over here on the other side in these areas where we're really gifted. And so the book Now Discover Your Strength just walks you through that process. It gives you an assessment to help you understand what your natural God-given talents are so that you can then refine them and turn them into strengths for your life.
Love it. That's great. You know, Lydia, I want to switch gears just for a minute, and I want to talk about your business, you know, being the personal branding expert. And when people are looking at, you know, trying to accomplish their dreams and their visions, you know, how does branding play a role in achieving success?
If you're in business, branding is essential in being successful and achieving success because achievement is about demonstration of abilities and achievement is about arriving at a certain destination that at that point a goal has been accomplished. And what I'm learning about success in general is that you could have the answer, the gift, the talent, the solution, the powerful message, but if no one knows that you have it, it's like a tree falling in a forest. No one knows. It's like winking in the dark at a guy across the room that you so admire. He has no clue. So branding allows you to bring visibility to the genius that's behind the person. And if you don't take the time to actually do that, your genius talent will, in my opinion, be wasted, because the people who need it most may never know it exists. Unfortunately, many business owners have an idea, a vision, a product or service, and they say, wow, I want to bring this to the marketplace, and they just start selling. But you should never start selling without first thinking about the brand. How do I want people to feel when they work with me? What do I want people to know when they work with me? How do I want people to be different when they work with me? And when you're clear on that relationship and the impact you want to have on them and how they want you, how you want them to perceive you and your company and your products and your services, then you begin to develop a powerful brand that allows you to do one of four things, or actually one or more of four things. We know that companies and people with strong brands are able to charge higher fees for their services and products. They retain more customers, attract more customers, and they get more referrals. That is a matter of fact. So in business, if you want to be successful, you need to attract new clients. You need to retain existing clients. You need referrals, right? And you need to be able to get the fee for which your services are valued at. And branding is the way that you make those things happen. And so I really want to make sure, and that's my body of work, is helping people realize that your brand is essential to your success.
So what would you recommend as far as someone who is just getting started perhaps in their business? What if somebody already has supposedly their brand out there? I mean, is this something that they should change and shift, especially if they've done a lot of legwork with that?
Oh, yeah. I think you want to, if you've done a lot of work with your brand and you're getting the gut feeling that it's time for a shift. So, for example, I'm getting ready to increase my speaking fee by 25%. In order to command a higher speaking fee, something about what I'm offering and how people perceive me has to shift as well. So if we have an established brand, but we want to play bigger, go farther, and go higher, sometimes the way to do that is through reaching more people and just expanding our reach with regards to who we have access to. But sometimes we can still make those same shifts with the base of connections that we currently have without even expanding our connections. We could just shift our brand and increase the perceived value that the people we already do business with have about who we are. And it's that whole idea of a Bugatti vehicle over a Beetle. $300,000 for a Bugatti versus less than $30,000 for a Beetle. It's the Mont Blanc pen. If you even ask to borrow my Mont Blanc pen, I'm going to look at you like you're crazy, because that's a $475 pen. And if you don't get my pen back, we might have to fight. Right? But why would someone pay $475 for a pen when you could go to Office Depot and get $475 Bic pens? It's because Mont Blanc is not a pen. Mont Blanc is a fine writing instrument. It's the perceived value of that device that makes someone want to pay $474 more than what someone else may pay for a thing that will write, put ink on a piece of paper. And so I think that that's important and essential to understand and to realize, is that you may have to rebrand yourself. And I'm actually going through that process right now. I started in July, and I'm going to relaunch my brand in the first quarter of 2011, because I'm getting ready to increase my fee. So, you know, that's a reason why someone may want to repackage and rebrand themselves. And then if you're just starting in business, you have to brand yourself. Otherwise, you know, people aren't going to know who you are. Your message may not be clear, concise, and succinct and consistent in the marketplace. And if it's not those things, which branding helps you to accomplish, then you're not going to get the results that you really want, because people aren't going to have that ability to identify you readily whenever they see your stuff.
Hmm.
So your color selection, your choice of language. You know, like a part of my brand is this whole language around collaboration. I have a lot of content that I've shared and taught people around being collaborative. So that's part of my language. When you hear someone start talking about, you know, collaboration is the key to success and the fastest path to success, immediately people start to think of me, because that's what I've been talking about and sharing, and it's part of my brand and who I am and how I do business and what I teach.
That's great. You know, you definitely have given us a lot of food for thought, especially when it comes to, you know, if you have an established company already and, you know, you want to transition and shift it, or if you're wanting to, you know, raise your rates, your fees, at the more clearly defined that you are in your company, in your vision, what you offer. And I think that there's a sense of feeling and emotion that comes with that. You know, there's a, you know, like for someone who perhaps wears a Rolex, you know, there's that certain prestige. There's, it's that symbol of success that people feel and sense. You know, driving a Mercedes gives you that feeling of, you know, you've arrived, right? And mm-hmm. that there's, you know, so that's why, you know, yeah, they could have chosen a different vehicle. Instead, they chose something that, you know, gives them that sense of feeling. And you're right, it's all about how things are created and, you know, what's behind the brand mm-hmm. that I think is so important. You know, I want to ask you something. We're almost at the end of our show today, and I'm just, okay. We could talk for hours. I love this.
We need
you know?
To. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I think that there's, if you had an opportunity to go back in time and have a conversation with yourself when you're only 20 years old, what advice would you give to yourself?
I would tell myself to stop and smell the roses. Mm-hmm. Life goes by so fast. The kids grow up so fast. And I am a very open book kind of a person, but I don't think I've ever publicly, I know I've never done it in a radio interview, so you have an exclusive here, Darlene.
I'm so honored.
But my 20s were a blur. I can barely even remember some of the things that happened because I was so busy doing and trying to make things happen. And in my 30s, I started to stop and smell the roses. And now that I'm approaching my 40s, it's like, you know what, I have built-in breaks, built-in breaks. And today, I can't wait. I'm going for my standard two-hour massage, because that's part of my stopping and taking care of myself and smelling the roses. And I didn't do those sorts of things when I was younger. And I really wish that I would have been more in tune to what was going on around me to enjoy the journey. And now I'm just taking everything in. I'm processing and analyzing and just pondering. Even, I mean, for no reason at all sometimes, I'm just watching certain things and people watching and just thinking about life and watching trees and flowers, and that is so rewarding. And so I feel like I'm breathing in life, and I didn't do that as a younger version of myself. So that would be the biggest advice that I would give to myself based on my journey in this world.
Hmm. Well, really like that a lot. Lethea, you're so inspirational. I mean, you've just done so many powerful things and just some, you know, incredible accomplishments. And, you know, that's just so important to look back at, you know, where you've come from and where you're going, to slow down long enough to reflect. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I've gone through a lot of soul searching and praying and, you know, self-discovery. And, you know, there's a point where people have to truly look at, you know, where are they going? Where do they want to go? You know, what's ahead? you know, but also where they come from. You know, I don't think it's something that we should ever, you know, ignore or, you know, forget about. I think there's a lot that can be learned from that process. And so that was really, really great for you to share that. You know, before we end our show today, you know, I definitely want to make sure that people know the best way that they can reconnect with you. So you want to go ahead and share how they can get to know you better?
I would love to do that. They can connect with me via my website, which is LetheaOwens.com. And Lethea is spelled L-E-T as in Tom, H-I-A, LetheaOwens.com. That's pretty much the fastest way to get a hold of me. You can get my phone number and my email through that website. And please look me up as well on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. On LinkedIn and Facebook, you can search for Lethea Owens. And on Twitter, I post under Live Your Brand. So twitter.com/Live Your Brand.
That's fantastic. So before we end our show, I wanted to ask you, what projects are you working on currently, and how can we serve you, Lethea?
Wonderful. What I need most right now from your listening audience is I am, as I said, launching this third business, and the name of the business is Inspired Beauty. And I would love, if anyone who is listening would love to contribute to helping me understand what they think and feel about themselves and how they see beauty, and either send me a private message on Facebook or via an email. But I would love to, because I'm just asking people, and I'm very curious right now about, you know, what makes a person feel beautiful. And when you don't feel beautiful, why do you think that is? So, like, for me, I never felt feminine. I never felt beautiful. Like, I never looked in the mirror and said, ooh, you are so beautiful. I never felt feminine. I always felt like a tomboy. So when I would sit next to other women who crossed their legs so daintily, and I'm like, you know, I can't even do that. What's the deal here? And I never saw myself as sexy. And I have now come into my own, and I think I'm one of the most sexy women on the planet. And I know that I am beautiful, and I am feminine. And I love where I am right now and want to help other women get to that place. But it starts with that honest discussion. I had to go to a 45-year-old woman who I feel that Tamara Walker, she lives in St. Louis. She is the sexiest woman on the planet. And it has nothing to do with, or it has very little to do with her outer appearance. Because if you ask her, she'll tell you she's overweight. She'll say that she probably has a few wrinkles. You know, she has short hair, you know, and we think of beauty as skinny, long, beautiful hair, and no wrinkles, and very young. And she is none of those things anymore. But she is the sexiest woman I know. And it has so much to do with what's on the inside of her and how she projects that on the outside. And so I learned the lesson by having an honest conversation with her to tell her that I didn't feel that way. And she gave me the gift of seeing myself with a new set of eyes. And I now am on a mission to help other women see themselves with a new set of eyes. And so I'd love to just start a discussion around how we see ourselves. And as I've been inspired by your show today, I think I'm getting ready to go and start a Facebook group called Inspired Beauty. So just have your listening audience look up that group, ask to join, and let's get into some dialogue about beauty and what that really means as a woman.
I love it. It's absolutely perfect. And you're right. Most women don't. They're so critical, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. And, you know, here's the other big thing that, you know, happens a lot, where someone pays you a compliment or they tell you how pretty you look or, you know, you've got a great smile. And the first thing women do, oh, no, I couldn't accept it. They push it away and they're saying, oh, no, you must be looking at the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's always the first thing. So when someone pays you a compliment, you should accept it. and not say, no, you're wrong, you're wrong. Anyway,
yeah.
Lethea, this has been absolutely wonderful. You're just an incredible woman, and I'm just honored to have you and be a friend, you know. And, you know, I've always got your back. I will always be there for you. And, you know, I hope that people in our audience will take the time to reconnect and get a chance to know you. Is there anything else that you might want to share before we end our show today?
I just want to encourage people to really get plugged in and connected with Accomplish Magazine and Accomplish Radio. And to please, I have been connected with Darlene since the inception of my business, and I have grown so much, and I have benefited so much from just the wealth of knowledge and the information and the experts that she gets connected with. And it's not about her just connecting with these people to learn for herself. She's always providing an opportunity for those who are in her network to share in that learning experience. So I wanted to challenge everyone on the call or listening, or if you listen to this 30 days or 2 years from now, I want you to make sure that you are plugged in with Accomplish Magazine and Accomplish Radio, and also look up the Small Business Conference that Darlene does, where she's bringing great value to the listening audience and the people who participate, and just stay plugged in and connected, because this woman is going somewhere amazing very fast, and you definitely want to be on the journey with her. So I have my first class ticket. I'm in the front seat. Yeah, I have my seatbelt on, ready to rock and roll, and I just want to invite the listening audience to join us on this amazing journey. And so I'm excited about where you're going to take us, Darlene.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Lethea. That was awesome. I appreciate, you know, everything that you shared with us, and that was a great compliment. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So again, thank you so much for your time and all your words of wisdom and, you know, your suggestions and tips on branding. And I absolutely adore you, and I know that our audience is just going to be drawn to you forever. So thanks again for being with us today.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Just for our audience, just want to remind you that you have been listening to the Accomplish Radio Morning Show. And if you enjoyed our program, we hope that you mark our show as one of your favorites. Just simply go to AccomplishRadio.com and click on the button that's on the screen there, and tune into our show every weekday morning at 10 a.m. Central. And I also want to mention real quick that I have a new book out called Incredible Business, and you can be one of the first to order the book, and of course they'll all be autographed. You can simply go to IncredibleBizBook.com and get your order there. And I'd love to send it out to you as perhaps a gift for you on or for someone else that you might be looking to give that to. But again, I'm really grateful for everyone to tune into our show today and to join us and to be here every weekday morning. Again, this is Darlene Willman. I'm your host of today's show, wishing you a lifetime of accomplishments.